GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says they heard from people both for and against the mine during sessions in Mercer, Hurley, Iron Belt, Mellon, and Ashland.
And they have concerns about how do we find out what's going to happen with groundwater, air. Other folks just want to hear kind of what the process is. Other folks are concerned with this getting done as quickly as it can, with proving the environmental facts, but then also being able to get the jobs in here.
Hurley couple Michael and Maureen Matuszewicz sat down in Ashland with Seitz, GTAC President Bill Williams, and GTAC engineer Tim Myers to go over their concerns about water.
My main concern is once you start digging, that what you're doing here is going to end up in Tyler Forks and in Lake Superior.
We will have a stormwater permit, and we have to meet the requirements of the stormwater permit for this area when we do the disturbance.
But the Matuszewicz aren't so sure.
These guys are like, well, that's the law. We're not going to do that. It's like
every bump in a road, they go and run down to Senator Tiffany and have the legislation changed to fit their needs.
Republican Senator Tom Tiffany has sponsored legislation that has streamlined and removed some of the environmental regulations on iron mining. But GTAC Seitz says they're making decisions based on not only the law, but science and fact. Seitz says the mining company is studying the stormwater permit GTAC will need from the state in order to move forward with bulk sampling at the mine site. Seitz says that process with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is ongoing. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Ashland.